So you are in Dodge City today. You were in Spearville this morning to talk about the broadband expansion. Just talk about what was your talk about that. And then also, you know, it's been a big struggle for rural Kansans to actually get good internet speed out in Kansas. So just talk about that trip this morning and then what your administration has done to bring good internet speed and expansion into the state of Kansas.
Okay. Well, the event this morning in Spearville was really exciting. We are partnering up with Land of Lakes. I'm sure people have heard of that company. It's really a co-op, and they are partnering with the state and with a number of other entities to ensure that we can invest our broadband dollars in a way that will get people, particularly people in our rural communities, connected to high-speed internet.
And another thing, in Western Kansas, is always a question on where can you find jobs in Western Kansas. I mean, people think of it as a flyover state, rather, but in economic development, I mean, we surpassed $6 billion in business dollars that were invested less last year. Just what are some of the things that your administration is trying to do in Western Kansas? I know there's a new dairy getting ready to open up. There's a lot of different just job opportunities in Western Kansas. Just talk about that economic development task
for
your administration.
You're referring to the Hillmar Cheese Factory, and
it's
really manufacturing. It's going to be just absolutely fabulous. It's a massive project, and we will see, you know, both a large physical structure going in, but then also a multitude of jobs that will be created with that project. We're focused very keenly on economic development in the state of Kansas. Even before I was elected, we started developing a plan, particularly for economic development in our rural areas, our rural prosperity plan. We have now created the Office of Rural Prosperity, housed in our Department of Commerce. And through that, we're working with communities in our rural areas, many of them here in the southwest area of Kansas, to bring in lots of projects, lots of good jobs. So we'll continue to do that. We set a record for economic development last year, I think $2.5 billion. We're already right at that point here midway through 2021, so no doubt we will break our own record this year. And many of those dollars have come into southwest Kansas, I think over $1 billion dollars in southwest Kansas since my administration began.
And another thing, talking about western Kansas, and this was the next topic we were going to talk about was transportation, not just in western Kansas, but in eastern Kansas, the entire state. You just announced a $42 million investment to support 30 transportation projects statewide. Talk about that and what kind of was just the motive behind your administration to do that, and also just how that's going to help out, you know, Kansans on their daily commute to work every morning.
Well, a lot of promises have been made to Kansans related to highways over the years. Many of those promises were not kept because of the tax experiment that really required taking all the dollars that were supposed to be dedicated for transportation and using them to fill massive holes in the state budget over the last decade. We committed early on, actually even before I got into office, to do something about that. And I said that I would close what we call the Bank of KDOT, all of those funds. I'd close that bank by fiscal year 23, which would be next year. And we are on target to do that. We have really invested our transportation dollars where they were meant to be invested. We also, I signed into law, I believe, last year, the IKE Transportation Plan, which is the fourth comprehensive, 10-year comprehensive transportation plan here in the state of Kansas, but with a different twist. It's much more nimble and creates many more partnerships with our local units of government so we can make those dollars go farther and more appropriately. We were just here in Dodge a couple weeks ago, I believe, announcing the projects that will impact this area in particular. So people are going to see, they're not going to like it. There'll be a lot of cones on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, you know, we're increasing significantly the number of passing lanes. We're putting shoulders where shoulders have never been. This is all about safety and moving commerce.
And, you know, you just mentioned the last time you were in Dodge City was about a couple of weeks ago, making that announcement. But the last time you were really in western Kansas, back in Garden City, you were there at the community college to talk about technical programs and workforce. Talk about other things that your administration is doing to improve the workforce and just the technical education programs, because those are the key sources to our core jobs. Those are the...
We need a skilled workforce is what we need, and... we need a lot of it. Here in Southwest Kansas, I think there's been a lot of focus, you know, particularly in agriculture,
mm-hmm.
and the need for a workforce there. But you go anywhere in the state of Kansas, and that's what you're going to hear from our business and our economic development teams, is that we have got to expand the number of people who are here and able to work in the state of Kansas. So we're taking a multi-pronged approach to all of that. You know, I'm going to be working with the congressional delegation to encourage them to come up with some reform to our immigration policies that will allow, you know, for seasonal workers to come in and take care of some of the agricultural positions that we have. But we're going way beyond that. We've created what we're calling the Advantage Kansas Coordinating Council.
Mm-hmm.
This will marry our business community with our higher education system, and actually K-12, so that we know what businesses need, and we can be nimble enough within our higher education system to structure the training programs that folks need, either to enter the workforce or to re-enter the workforce.
The last thing on our topics today, encouraging vaccinations for Kansans and in the state of Kansas. According to Friday, the latest Kansas Department of Health and Environment released that 53.6% of eligible Kansans have had one dose and 47.3% have had their second dose in the state of Kansas. And then now the biggest challenge that's starting to resurface, you know, is the fact that Kansas is one of the considered states that is lacking vaccination just due to the way the state leans, I would say. But you know, 792 Delta variant cases in the state of Kansas. I mean, that's obviously scary, as we were just looking on the downside, it seemed like, of the COVID pandemic. What's your administration been working with the health department to see how are we going to get vaccinations into more people's arms, and how do we do it without, you know, changing the spectrum, I would say, or just getting people to believe and trust in the system?
Well, you're right that we have got to really increase the number of people who are vaccinated. It is the only way that, one, we prevent people from getting very sick, going into the hospital, and perhaps even dying.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also the only way that we're going to be able to open our schools and keep our kids in the classroom this upcoming year and keep our businesses open. So, you know, I can't stress enough the urgency of this. And would ask your listeners, you know, if they have not been vaccinated, please go get vaccinated. It's free, it's easy, it's effective, and take with them any family members or friends who have not been vaccinated, and particularly our 12 to 17-year-olds. You know, we want them back in the classroom, but we need to have them back in the classroom safely, and the way we do that is by having them get vaccinated. You know, on a state level, we will be, I believe this week, initiating a large messaging campaign that will be going out and being targeted specifically to various entities where a lot of vaccine hesitancy has been evident in order to encourage them to step up. Having people they know and they trust talking to them, you know, rather than, you know, the state government. I think we're hoping that will be an effective way if people can hear from other people they know and trust.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us on the radio today. It's been an honor.
It was my pleasure, Dalton.
Thank you so much.